Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. All the classic rock news of the day with your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
We're live. The sign on my computer says we're live. So let's do this. It's Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2024, and it's time for news. Time for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. I'm Jeremy. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's kick things off with something from the Hey Kids, Get Off My Lawn file. Neil Young. Remember Neil Young? Neil Young, who used to be anti-establishment, is now apparently speaking for the establishment. Neil Young has grudgingly returned his catalog to Spotify. Remember, what was it? A year ago, 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Right. He didn't like what Joe Rogan was saying. He said disinformation. Joe Rogan was spouting disinformation. And so he took all of his music off Spotify and 13 fans were devastated. Here's the thing. I'm a Joe Rogan fan, right? We don't do politics here. And that's what I appreciate about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan talked to people on all sides of the COVID thing. This was about COVID. And, that was not okay with Neil. So Neil's thing was he's for free speech as long as you say what he agrees with. I don't understand that mindset. Anyway, he's back. Grudgingly, he's back. And basically he says, well, I came back because now Joe Rogan's on all the other platforms that I was still on. Way to stand by your principles, Mr. Young. He does have some interesting things to say about Spotify. I mean, I'm not promoting Spotify, but the reality is it's probably the largest streaming platform. So if you take yourself off that platform, obviously you're going to take a financial hit because that's where most people listen. But his, well, let me just read you what he says. This is from Neil Young. Quote, Spotify, the number one streamer of low-res music in the world, Spotify, where you get less quality than we made, will now be home of my music again. My decision comes as music services Apple and Amazon have started serving the same disinformation podcast features I had opposed at Spotify. Translation, they're running podcasts I don't agree with. So he's the arbiter of genuine information, apparently. I'm disappointed in Neil. I mean, I like Neil. I've been a fan of Neil, but he's acting like a dork ratchet in this whole thing. Quote, I cannot just leave Apple and Amazon like I did Spotify because my music would have very little streaming outlet to music lovers at all. So I have returned to Spotify in sincere hopes that Spotify sound quality will improve and people will be able to hear and feel all the music as we made it. Hello, Neil. Most people listen to music on their phone. I don't know. Yeah, I get it, right? If you're an audiophile, you might not think Spotify is up to snuff from a fidelity standpoint. 99% of the people that listen to Spotify don't care. It's Spotify's just fine for them. It's fine for me. Whatever. He finished with a direct finished his diatribe with a direct message to the corporation saying, quote, Spotify, you can do it. Really be number one in all ways. You have the music and the listeners. Start with a limited high-res tier and build from there. So Neil Young offering consulting services to the streaming platforms. Give him a call. But don't say anything he doesn't agree with, because he probably won't take your call. A film about the lives of Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne is currently being made. Now, remember the Osbournes back in what, early 2000s? There was the whole reality show, The Osbournes. Well, there's a biopic in the works, and apparently it's been in the works for a while. And Sharon and Ozzy appearing on their son Jack's podcast, which is also called The Osbournes, talks about it. They give an update. Sharon says, movies take forever to make. Forever. Ozzy said, by the time they finish this film, I'll be dead. I want to be alive to effing see it. Then Sharon revealed who she'd want to portray her on the silver screen, name dropping Oppenheimer and Dune Part 2 star Florence Pugh, and the little girl from Game of Thrones, whoever that is. I'm not sure who she's referring to. But they also talk about Ozzy's future touring plans, which are not, because he won't tour again. She says, this is Sharon, he won't tour again, but we are planning on doing two more shows to say goodbye, as he feels like, I never said goodbye to my fans and I want to say goodbye properly, Sharon stated. She continues, we will do it in Aston Villa, where Ozzy's from. His voice is still absolutely perfect, and all the time he has been off, he still does his singing lessons. So his voice is perfect and he can joke. Yeah. So apparently his voice is still great. He can still tell jokes. Going to do a few shows. There you go. So watch for an Ozzy and Sharon movie in the immediate future. We talked about this. If you go back to our, we have an episode where we talk about Blizzard of Oz and kind of the beginning of the Ozzy solo career. And I also would direct you to one of my favorite podcasts. It's the Into the Void, the Black Sabbath podcast with John and Darren. They've been guests on our podcast. They really go into the nitty gritty. But Sharon, you know, we all like to make fun of Sharon. At least I do. I mean, who doesn't, right? But she's a, I'll say this, there would be no Ozzy solo without Sharon, really. She was his manager from the time that he was kicked out of Black Sabbath and really kept him on track and alive in order for him to form the solo band and all of that. So she was a driving force. So I really don't think you can overstate how important she was in Ozzy's career and still is. Now, we've heard stories about how they didn't treat, you know, Bob and Lee or Jakey Lee very well. And I think that's all true. I mean, that's kind of her MO, but you know, there would be no Ozzy as a solo entity without Sharon. That's just a fact. John Fogerty has announced the North American leg of his Celebration tour. He's lined up 13 shows so far, beginning on June 2nd. And his support act is George Thorogood. Now, they have toured together before. John says, quote, George and I have done shows together before, but for years we've talked about doing a full tour together. This summer we decided time is short. We better do this now. Thorogood says, we are excited and honored to announce we are joining our friend, the legendary John Fogerty, on his Celebration tour this summer. Celebrating the music of John Fogerty at the same time we celebrate our 50th anniversary is just about as good as it can get. I'm looking forward to being out there with my friend John. Now, I have never seen Fogerty, I have seen Fogerty live twice. Great show, both times. Most recently, just about a year and a half ago. Still sounds great. Never seen Thorogood live. I'm a fan. I like him. I've just never seen him live. And I hear he puts on a really good show. Quinn is checking in. Quinn says, I found something you may be able to help with. I'm intrigued, Quinn. I don't know what that is, but thank you for checking in. And if I can help, I will absolutely help. Maybe Quinn's will post something else, because now I'm intrigued. But Quinn, thank you for checking in this morning. Speaking of live music, this is not really a breaking update, but just a reminder that KK's Priest is currently on tour. They've been in the U.S. now a week or so and have done several dates. In fact, there's a clip on YouTube of a recent show in Baltimore. Is it from yesterday? Yesterday or the day before? It's very recent. And you can check it out. You know, the clips I've seen, they sound fine. They sound great. I don't think KK's music, the new music, is quite as good as, well, it's nowhere near as good as the new Judas Priest album. But I'm a fan of Ripper Owens. I like KK. And when they do the Priest stuff live, it sounds really good. So, you know, if you're a Priest fan and if KK's Priest swings through your neighborhood, I'd definitely go check them out. I don't think they're coming this far. They're mostly on the East Coast on this tour, it looks like. But I'd totally go see KK's Priest. AC/DC's Brian Johnson and Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler have teamed up for a new 6-part documentary series, Johnson and Knopfler's Music Legends. Now, you've probably seen, I have, Brian Johnson has already hosted a similar show. And in fact, the episode I saw was Brian interviewing Mark Knopfler. And it's, first of all, Brian Johnson is just such an affable guy. And he's got a pretty rich history, right? In fact, like 2 days ago, I saw a clip out on the internets that showed an old Hoover vacuum commercial from like 1980, where Brian Johnson is singing. He's the guy singing in the background of this Hoover vacuum commercial. And it's awesome. If you listen to Jordy, the band that Brian Johnson was in, we're not used to hearing Johnson as a crooner, as a singer. You know, he's the Brian Johnson. He's the Brian Johnson scream, you know, which is awesome. But the dude can actually sing. He's got a great pop voice too. But he's just a character. I really like him. And the show that I saw where he and Mark Knopfler are talking together, they're like best buds. And I don't know if that's all just in front of the camera or if they really have known each other, but they come across as like they're best friends. There's must be like some chemistry there. And that's why someone said, hey, let's put these guys together and have them both do a show. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, the Sammy Hagar show, I think it's on Axis where he interviews people. That's a great show. And I think this will kind of be in that same vein. But Brian's just and Mark Knopfler both. They both have just they're comfortable in that setting, right, as an interviewer. And that's not something that everyone can do. There's a lot of famous entertainers, musicians, whatever, that you can't really throw them in front of a camera and have them host a show or interview someone, because that's a kind of a different skill set, right? But Brian's got it, kind of got the gift of gab. So does Mark Knopfler. And I'm looking forward to this. They will share their incredible knowledge and experiences with each other and a handpicked selection of music royalty. Oh, so let's see. So far, guests are included Tom Jones, Nile Rodgers, and Cyndi Lauper. They'll all share stories of their own careers. I think this will be fun. I think this will be a fun thing to watch. I'm looking forward to it. Speaking of interviews, during an appearance on the March 11th episode of Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk, Cinderella frontman Tom Kiefer was asked if he has commenced work on material for the follow-up to his sophomore solo album, Rise. That came out back in 2019, and it's pretty good. Cinderella was, yes, they were lumped in with the hair band, but they had a little more, there was a little more bluesy, rootsy to them. I liked them. They had some good songs. I liked all the hair metal bands. I mean, I kind of liked them all, but Cinderella was pretty good. So when he was asked, hey, are you going to do a follow-up? He says, quote, yeah, at some point there will be a new album. Inspiration hits at the oddest times. When the first solo record, The Way Life Goes, was released, we were so focused on touring that I just thought, man, I'm never going to write another song. The inspiration's not coming, and I don't know when we're going to get another record done. And then for some strange reason, when we got off the road in 2018, we just ended up in the studio and all these songs just fell out, and we had Rise in about six months time between the writing and the recording and mixing and all. So I feel that coming again. So there'll probably be more music. Looks like it would be Tom Kiefer solo, not necessarily a Cinderella album, but I mean, Cinderella is Tom Kiefer. I mean, I don't know that it really matters. If it's whether it's Tom Kiefer and Cinderella or just Tom Kiefer. Looking forward to that. Okay. I got an email. This one's an interesting one, and I'm kind of blushing because it's a question about me. Who cares about me? Anyways, here's the email. Hey, Jeremy, I have been a fan of the podcast since you started it with Jeff a few years ago, and I'm digging the daily updates. I'm just curious, as I'm thinking about dipping my toes into podcasting also, is the podcast your full-time job, or do you have a real job? LOL. Take care. That's from Larry Carr. Larry, first of all, thank you so much for the email. By the way, any and all of you, please email me, classicguitarrock@mail.com. That's classicguitarrock@mail.com. So, very interesting question you ask. No, this is not my full-time job. And I've said this before. First of all, podcasting's fun. I enjoy it. And, you know, the technology exists now that anyone could do a podcast. And the cost of entry, seriously, is you got a laptop, you got a USB mic. That's all you need. I mean, if you want to upscale a little bit, get a little better equipment, I mean, you could be in it a few $100. You can spend as little or as much as you want, but anyone can do it. There are lots of platforms that are free. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. You can be unmonetized. So what I'm saying, I'm a fan of podcasts. I'm a fan of podcasting. I love doing it. So anyone that's thinking about it, do it. Just do it. Is it my full-time job? Heck no. And in fact, and I'm just peeling behind the curtain, guys. The money you make from the platforms is really low. If you can find individual sponsors, that's the way to do it, right? Find a sponsor that will, you know, put commercials on your spot, your own, and then you'll make a lot more. And there are even platforms that help with that out there. But no, I don't make near enough from the podcast to support my family. I'm the global, this is a fancy title. I'm like the global manager of leadership development for a company, what they call a BPO, a business process outsourcer. That's a fancy word for a company that other companies hire to run various operations. So a lot of what we do is contact centers, customer service centers, but we also do other fulfillment. We're printing and shipping out things for automotive companies and that. So I work for a company that's a big company. It's about 16,000-17,000 employees. We're in multiple countries. My day, a typical day for me is I'm on calls with people. My team, right, is spread all over the world. So I'm on calls throughout the day with folks from Mexico, the Philippines, Costa Rica, India. I mean, which is awesome. I mean, it's awesome. And I've basically been in that industry since about 2006. So learning and development, you call it learning and development. So I will create training modules, and now most of it's delivered online, right? I used to be a trainer, right, in a classroom and then I'd travel to different sites. And since the pandemic, everything we do is kind of virtual. So I'll facilitate training with different people, and I love my job. I love my job. But I will say this, Larry, if I were to lose my real job, I would try and grow the podcast, the YouTube channel, the Classic Guitar Rock Empire. I would try and grow that to where that would, you know, provide a full-time income. And it's possible to do it. Obviously, there are people that's what they do for a living is podcasters, but not many. Because to really make the income to support your family on a podcast, it can be done. Obviously, people do it. But I'm not at that level yet. That's why I'm always like begging for money, right? Asking folks to be a sponsor. If you sponsor for just $1 a month, think about this model, right? If you got 10,000 people to sponsor you, that's just $1 a month from 10,000 people. I mean, there you go. You're making pretty good money. Now, I don't have anywhere near that. But I always throw out the invitation. If you would like to be a sponsor or a supporter, you know, on X, you can subscribe for $1 a month, you know, something that you wouldn't even notice coming out of your account. But if you get lots of people doing that, you know, it adds up. And so a lot of the podcasters, that's how they make the money. It's direct sponsorship or subscribers like that, or they probably have their own sponsors that they've reached out to get. Sorry, I like talking about this, so I didn't mean to shift this whole update into this discussion. But if you ever wanted to, anyone else, if anyone ever wants to talk about podcasting and what I've done and how I got into it, shoot me an email. I'm happy to talk with anyone about it. And by the way, part of my job, my real job, is I actually produce a corporate podcast. So and I've done a couple different podcasts over the years in a corporate setting where the company, you know, it's part of my job is I make podcasts for the company. So I get to do that. And it's fun. I love my job. I love obviously classic rock. And so a lot of the things that I do in my real job kind of spill over into what I'm able to do for my hobby. I hate to say hobby because that minimizes it. This is a powerful rock and roll side hustle is what this is. It's a rock and roll side hustle. And by the way, I do voiceover work on the side also. So that's kind of I'm a side hustler, right? And I do things that I enjoy doing to where they don't seem like jobs, right? The podcast doesn't seem like a job. The voiceover stuff doesn't seem like a job. It's just a kind of nice, oh, by the way, I make a little extra money doing it. But I'm happy to talk about this stuff anytime. Anyone that wants to talk about it. Sorry, we went on a big tangent, but I blame Larry because he's the one that sent the email. And you can send me an email, classicguitarrock@mail.com. Now, one programming note, guys. I have my mom's funeral coming up this weekend. I am leaving this afternoon for Montana. I'm not sure that we'll do any more updates this week. I don't know where I'll be, what the connection will be like, that sort of thing. So worst case scenario, we'll do this all again on Monday. But I want to take this time to thank all of you so much for your support, for your emails, for following us wherever you follow us. And we will do this again soon. Thanks so much. Live long and prosper. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.